Local and state officials and regular citizens jumped into Onondaga Lake yesterday evening to show that the lake meets the Department of Environmental Conservation's standards for swimming. But as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, some people are still concerned that the water is not safe.
How is it?
It's nice. It's refreshing.
The water is great.
Does it smell at all?
Not anymore. Not as bad as it used to be.
Swimming has been banned in Onondaga Lake since 1940. It was once called the most polluted lake in the country after decades of waste dumping from Allied Chemical. Allied merged with Honeywell International, which has spent hundreds of millions of dollars in recent years dredging the lake to remove the waste. But not everyone is happy with the swimming.
Clean up the lake! Clean up the lake!
Betty Lyons was one of the protesters from the Onondaga Nation who say there are still toxic and sewage contaminants in the lake.
It's our culture, yep. It's our way of life, and this lake is in pain. The lake is hurting. The fish are hurting.
Lyons says she wants to see a full restoration of the lake. Joe Martens, the commissioner for the state's Department of Environmental Conservation, who also jumped in the lake, says the water has a low bacteria count and high water clarity.
Everybody wants to be on or near the water, and that certainly wasn't true 40 years ago.
Yeah.
You didn't want to be here near the water. It reeked, frankly.
Martens says the lake will also be positive for the Syracuse economy with the construction of the amphitheater and redevelopment of the Inner Harbor. People cannot go into the water from the shoreline because there are no public beaches yet. Those who want to go in for a dip need to do so from a boat or private dock. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.